Dave Crane. Welcome to another episode of Turbocharge Your Brand TV. On this very episode, you'll learn how to make highly effective blog posts with the expert Suraj Sodha. We'll also be finding out how to make a perfect day every single day. Yes, today included. And on top of that, Lady Gaga, one of the most successful stars of the new millennium. How does she do it? How can she get everywhere? And how can it be she's got so many fans with such little effort? Is it really little effort? We'll find out all the truth on this episode. Stick around for Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Time for Ask Dave. Anu McAllister has asked, Dave, how can I be a great public speaker? Well, very simply, a couple of key things to know about being a public speaker. First of all, it's not what you say that is important at all. You can do 5 hours worth of amazing content. Instead, it's what they receive that's important. So you might talk for 5 hours and they pick up nothing. The only thing that matters is what the end result is for them. So remember that from the very beginning. Communication is a two-way process. You come up with it, you send it out there, and whatever they retain is what made it worthwhile. Think about it. How many times have you seen a presentation or seen an interview with a real brain box or an author or a scientist or somebody who knows their subject, but they can't tell anybody about it? Lots of times. You can watch them and they'll actually be put off whatever it is that they're talking about, whether it's watching a movie or reading their book or finding out about their discovery, because you just say they were really boring or they didn't seem to get their message across or they seemed to get tongue-tied and weren't able to put their words across. So, communication is about learning how to speak. The most important thing, first of all, is being happy in your own skin. The way that you perceive yourself in the mirror is not the way that anybody else does. You can't see how tall you are. You can't see whether you've got a smile or you haven't got a smile or what your hair looks like today. They can. They can see everything. And they will take you at face value before you give any content whatsoever. So make sure, first of all, that you're smiling inside. Smile inside, love yourself, and the whole world will buy into that. They might not agree with it, but they're going to ask some questions like, what makes them so happy? What is it that they reckon they've got that we should know about? So it's actually an issue all about confidence. Once you feel confident, then the subject matter will come to you. That's a separate thing. You probably know your subject. As far as actual speaking events goes, I've got a special product called Speak and Grow Richer, which will teach you everything you need to know about setting up your own business as a speaker, getting gigs, and becoming very profitable through doing all your stuff. That's a whole new game. But meanwhile, Ewan, the most important thing about becoming a great speaker is feeling confident in your own skin. Start off with a very basic tip. Watch a lot of stand-up comedy. Why stand-up comics and not other great speakers? Well, you can watch them both. But the thing is, with a stand-up comedian, if they can't deliver their lines and they can't hold an audience, they will die publicly because people won't laugh. With a normal motivational speaker or keynote speaker or president or whoever it is, people have to sit and watch. They don't expect it to be a wow performance. They just expect the content to be very important. But with a stand-up comedian, everything has to fall into place, otherwise the whole package doesn't work. So watch for the space that they have in between the words. Watch the way they work an audience. Even watch the way they hold a microphone. Every single performance is completely different. And in many cases, these guys only give a great performance when they're on stage. Off stage, but most of the comedians I've met are actually really, really boring. So start building a presentation arsenal. That means a file or folder on your computer where you tuck away lots of material when you see it. Go on YouTube, see great speeches from films, watch great performances, get great snippets of comedy, get a whole lot of stuff that you can Google, PowerPoints, whatever it is, and bung them in. Craft them together to make a package that you're happy with, and once you've got that, start delivering material. How do you get those gigs? Well, that's for a new story. But the first thing to do is ask. If you're on social media, start the word going out there. You'd like to talk, and you do it for free. People don't initially pay for that kind of stuff, and you don't want them to pay for it when he first starts off. Because when you look at videos of what you used to do, you go, ah, that was really bad. But pretty soon, after you've got a couple of gigs under your belt, the money will start coming in, and so will the bookings. So Ewan, keep doing what you're doing, and have a huge amount of confidence in what you do, because that's what's going to rub off into other people as well. Here's me talking about being a great speaker, and I'm going, blah, 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 blah. Not to worry, at least when I'm on stage, it all comes out properly, if not sometimes in front of a camera. But the important thing is, if you're confident, you don't care. You can make people laugh. There you go. Turbocharger Brand TV. That you want to put to me about any part of your business life, your personal life, or your online persona, feel free to contact me at this email address, dave@thelifedesigners.com. If I ask your question, or if I answer it, then you will certainly get this wonderful package of a Jump and Grow Wings motivational package, all your mindset, NLP, hypnosis, and some great videos and reading material just to get you right on track. So ask me or share your ideas with me. I'd love to know what you think. Feel free. dave@thelifedesigners.com and tell everybody to watch Turbocharge Your Brand TV. And now on Turbocharge Your Brand TV, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine who knows his stuff. He knows it all his way around the blog. He knows a lot about the internet as well, but this one subject in particular is where he comes in better than anybody. Siraj Sodha used to be a lawyer. And like many people, like myself who studied law, I found, well, there's other things that are more interesting for me, more interactive. And so he decided to become an expert on the internet. He's got a number of different websites, a number of different clients, and he makes some very good money. But one of his key things is showing people how to be relevant online by using blogs. Now, most people get it wrong. Most people think a blog is just a chat, or a blog is just a post that's got no relevance to anybody else. But when it's used the right way, it can be very effective for pushing you and your business. So let's find out from the expert. Let's talk to Siraj Sodha on Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
Well, blog is great for syndicating your content throughout the internet on social media sites, on various web2.0properties. It's also great at building your authority and your credibility for yourself, whether you want to become a celebrity in your industry or really become the authority within your niche, within your industry, so that you get more sales, more leads, more jobs if you are a trainer or like yourself an MC or a presenter or some sort. People should use a blog primarily to share their information with the world and also to build a database and build a list off the back of that blog. I've seen a lot of blogs that have great content on them, great information, but they're not harnessing a database or building their email subscribers off that blog, and that could be a wasted, well, it is a wasted opportunity to to remarket yourself to that audience over and over again.
It's amazing how many people don't understand the power of having a blog. Why do you think they don't want to have a blog?
I think a lot of people are they misinterpret the amount of work there is involved to run a blog and have a successful blog. Everyone I speak to initially says, oh, I don't have the time to blog, I don't have the time to write articles or to optimize my blog or to create content. But it's so easy when you actually train people and show them how easy it is, and actually you can automate most of the blogging. If you want to live a blogging lifestyle, much like I do, you can really automate a lot of that, and actually you don't have to be blogging every single day or twice a day like a lot of people think they do. It's about creating content as and when. You've got to have a plan and have some consistency, but it's not as difficult as people make it out to be. I think that's the number one reason people don't blog, even if they know how to. It's because they think it's going to take a lot of time. In reality, it doesn't actually take that long time, because you can automate things so that your blog does things for you.
And now it's time to look at our case study of our life designer, Lady Gaga. Now, whether you're aware of what she looks like or what she does, you've heard her songs. You may have come across the videos, but who is the woman who's created all that success? And how has she taken a mantle of being the best in the world at what she does? And how is it that she's going to make sure that she's a person who decides when it's time to finish? Diversity, range, and also creating songs in your sleep. That's all part of the package when you look into Lady Gaga. She's next on Turbocharger Brand TV.
Even if you've never heard her music, chances are you've heard about Lady Gaga. She's the most talked about entertainer in the world. In the past 2 years, she's had 6 number one hit songs, and tonight at the Grammys, she's not only a headline performer, she's also been nominated for 6 awards. Her fans are devoted to her. Millions more seem mystified by her. Is she a real artist or a marketing expert? Musically gifted or a flash in the pan? We weren't sure what to expect when we caught up with her in the final months of her sold-out European tour. Her real name is Stephanie Germanotta, and she's just 24 years old. Each time we met her, she surprised us not just with her candor, and her frank talk about drugs may concern some parents, but she also surprised us by never appearing the same way twice. Lady Gaga doesn't consider herself just a pop singer. She sees herself as a performance artist, a living work of art on stage and off. The clothes and wigs are all part of the production.
I'm a true academic when it comes to music and when it comes to my style, my fashion. There's nothing that I've ever put on my body that I didn't understand where it came from, the reference of it, who inspired it. There's always some sort of a story or concept that I'm telling.
The concepts are not always obvious to most people. Last year, she wore an outfit made of raw meat to an award show. Accompanied by several discharged gay service members, she says it was a commentary on Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I never thought I'd be asking Cher to hold my meat purse.
Spending time with Lady Gaga, we realize the outfits and transformations are not just attention-getting, they're also attention-directing, a way for her to keep the public focused on her work as opposed to her personal life.
As part of my mastering of the art of fame, part of it is getting people to pay attention to what you want them to pay attention to and not pay attention to the things you don't want them to pay attention to.
You studied the fame of other people, how they got it, how they kept it, and how they lost it.
The sociology of fame, and how to maintain a certain privacy without feeling like you're withholding anything from your fans. My philosophy is that if I am open with them about everything, and yet I art direct every moment of my life, I can maintain a sort of privacy in a way. I maintain a certain soulfulness that I have yet to give.
The pressures of maintaining fame and the deadly price other superstars have paid for it are a frequent theme in Lady Gaga's performances. At the MTV Video Music Awards, she shocked the audience by ending her song Paparazzi drenched in blood, hanging above the stage, a blonde icon dying before our eyes.
That's what everyone wants to know, right? What's she going to look like when she dies? What's she going to look like when she's overdosed on whatever they think I'm overdosing on. Everybody wants to see the decay of the superstar.
Do you think people want to see your decay?
What? Of course they do. They want to see me fail. They want to see me fall on stage. They want to see me vomiting out of a nightclub. I mean, isn't that the age that we live in? That we want to see people who have it all lose it all? I mean, it's dramatic.
And then climb their way back.
Right. It's a movie. And yet, I just am not like that on my own time. I'm not a vomit in the club kind of girl.
And that's it for this week's episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. Give me feedback. Tell your friends all about Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Get them to go to the website and please leave a comment for a change. Thank you. Next week's episode, we've got Mitch Carson, the PR guru, sharing lots of tips and insights into how to position your business so you're seen as an expert, you turn into cash, and you become the go-to person in your industry. And we've got the final part of our millionaire mindset, the final part of a puzzle of these 8 things that millionaires all do to create success in their business. And on top of that, we're going to be looking at one of the greatest mentors or coaches in sport of all time, Sir Alex Ferguson from Manchester United in the UK. Now, whether you're into soccer or you're not into soccer, or you like Man U or hate Man U, a lot of people do hate Man U, then you can't argue with a guy who's been winning trophies, championships, and the league title for the best part of 20 years. He's 70 years old. 70 years and still at the top of his game? What is it that he does that you could learn about your business? So when you get to 70, you can still be in it because you choose to be, not because you have to be. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? Find out how it's all done on the next episode. Be there. Make sure you catch up with Turbocharge Your Brand TV.